Hey, Bark Radio listeners, this is Dee from Blog Paws in Denver, Colorado, and I'm thrilled to be sitting next to a woman who is changing dogs' lives through music. Lisa, welcome to Bark Radio.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here, Dee.
And Lisa, tell the folks the name of the first book, the first CD.
The whole series is called Through a Dog's Ear. And the series now consists of a book and four CDs.
Wow. This is so cool. Now, for folks who have not a clue what we're talking about, would you tell them a little bit of your background, what this whole thing is about, who you're working with to make it happen, just a little bit of the history?
Sure. So Through a Dog's Ear got started 7 years ago when I was a volunteer puppy raiser for Guide Dogs for the Blind. I'm a concert pianist and I own a music school in California, in the Bay Area, and I took a seminar by Joshua Leeds, who's a sound researcher, and the seminar was on psychoacoustics, the study of how sound affects the human nervous system, and I took this so I could learn to apply these principles of calming students, or sometimes uplifting them, and if they're bored at 4 p.m, getting them more interested. So I took that to apply to my music students, and these were the psychoacoustic principles that had been used in autistic centers, neurodevelopmental centers throughout the world, healing centers and hospitals, and I took that, applied it to my students. It was so immediately effective, and I was a volunteer puppy raiser for Guide Dogs for the Blind, so I went back to one of Joshua Leeds' seminars, and I took my little puppy with me, and I had the idea of why couldn't this be introduced to the dog world, and would it be effective? And then I approached Joshua about combining our talents to do that.
Oh my gosh, and this really is earth-shattering. This is big stuff, Lisa. Nobody thought of this before, and it works, doesn't it?
It works. I will tell you, we went into, it took us quite a while to come out with a product, with our first book and CD in 2008, because we went through 2 years of clinical testing. We combined our work with Susan Wagner, who's a veterinary neurologist out of Ohio, who just miraculously crossed our paths at the right time. And so she led the 2 years of research. And even though the results of the research were astounding in showing how much not just classical music that had already been shown was so effective in calming dogs, but psychoacoustically arranged classical music was effective in calming dogs and relieving anxiety issues, that the results were so wonderful. But really what's been even better since then, in the 2.5 years since our products have been out, is the results I'm hearing over and over and over from dog trainers and from dog lovers and people working with dogs with aggression cases and sound phobias, 4th of July fireworks and separation anxiety. It's been pretty astounding.
Oh, I'm curious about something. So I have the CD, I have an anxious dog. Mm-hmm. When do I, if my dog is just got general anxiety issues, mm-hmm. when do I play it? How often do I play the CD?
It's a very good question, and it really is different for every dog, so you have to know your dog and start to experiment with it. With some dogs, honestly, no matter what the anxiety, you play it and they can calm down within a minute.
No.
Many dogs. Some dogs, it takes 3 tracks, which would be about 12 minutes. Some dogs, it might take a little longer. Some dogs, you want to play the music for them first at nighttime when they're already calm, so they begin to associate the music with calming. And then you might, you know, play it for a few nights when everything's good, and then slowly introduce it to them when you know a sound issue, like if it's 4th of July fireworks, when you know that's approaching. Some dogs it just works immediately.
And how long does the effect last?
It generally lasts, it will keep them calm until, and people say, well, how long should I play the music? It doesn't need to be 24/7, mm-hmm. unless there's construction going on outside,
right.
or there's new sounds and new stimuli coming into the environment. Mm-hmm. But if the dog relaxes and calms down and generally goes to sleep, they'll generally stay like that even without, after the music stops playing.
So is this something that would be used for the dog's entire life, or does it actually change their behavior over time?
That's a really good question. In many cases, it changes their behavior, but the music is so good for them that
why not play it regularly?
Why not play it? And also, we don't know, no one's experiment, no one would want to experiment if it relieves anxiety issue. They wouldn't want to say, well, I'm going to try 6 months without the music. Right. So and generally people like it too. So, and then we say, unless you have a border collie, the person's going to put it on play in the iPod or the CD player anyhow. Yeah.
Border collies are just a whole different story. Yes. The good old herding breeds. We love them, darling, but y'all are special. Okay. This is incredible to me because I like I said at the beginning, I think it's really revolutionary, and you should be so very proud for thinking of it, thinking to try it, and all because of that puppy.
Right. And I'm very proud, and I have to tell you, I never would have guessed it would do all that it's doing to help dogs. I mean, my whole mission has become to improve the lives of dogs with music and with sound, and by educating dog lovers about how their sound affects the human and canine nervous system.
I'm curious about something else. What would this do if you played it for litters of new puppies? I wonder.
It has been played in many cases for litters of new puppies. I've had your breeders contact me and say they just, you know, puppies that were crying and really went settled, they just settled right down.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is magic. I am so loving this whole concept because from a behavior modification standpoint, it's such a sweet, gentle way to make dogs' lives better. It's not intrusive, it's not drugs, it's music.
And no matter what, it can't do any harm.
Bingo. Now, the cool thing is now there's more than one CD. Tell us about the others.
So we first came out with a book and one CD, which was called Music to Calm Your Canine Companion. And that was the CD we called Extra Strength Industrial Calming Music.
I love it.
And so people wanted more of that because, you know, their dog might have had surgery and needs to stay still and it's a border collie and it doesn't want to stay still. And so they just, you know, they want more because
right.
they get a little bored. The people generally, you know, they just want
more. We want more
of
music.
It. So we came out with Volume 2 of Calm Your Canine. We'll soon in October be coming out with Volume 3 of Calm Your Canine. The second one, though, that came out in sequence was Driving Edition, Music to Calm Your Dog in the Car. Because what happened when we came out with Music to Calm Your Canine, people were contacting us and saying, my dog has anxiety issues in the car, mm-hmm. and I want to play Music to Calm Your Canine Companion, but it makes me sleepy, makes the driver sleepy. So we put sound therapy really to work in what's called Driving Edition. It's really designed for driver alert, dog relaxed. And there's a whole 22-minute track on there just dealing with anxiety issues, with car anxiety in the dog. And there's a protocol written by behaviors with how to work with that track before the dog's even in the car. And then the dog gets in the car, but doesn't go anywhere. And
right.
the dog's in the car the next day, and the car starts, but doesn't go anywhere, and, you know, and so forth. And you're
so
building
you get the
on
whole
that
process.
Conditioning. Exactly. And then the music is sequenced in a way, once track one starts, that it starts simply, and it starts slower, and gradually builds in tempo and complexity. Because once the dogs are settled in the car, again, unless something new is brought into the environment, such as maybe you're stopping and you're playing a toll and the dog might get excited, you know, then you might go back to track one. Mm-hmm. But once the dog settles, they'll generally stay settled. So, but you want to keep the driver awake and alert.
Right. Yeah.
So it does that.
But that's huge. I mean, I know so many dogs over the years who either, you know, they drool excessively, they pant excessively, they just get anxious when they're in a
right,
vehicle,
right.
or barkers, or whatever. And how fabulous is this if just a CD?
Well, and what it's doing, is, as you know, as a dog trainer, what it's doing is they're changing their association with
absolutely.
What the car is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I just love this stuff. Okay, so now there's a fourth one.
And then the fourth one is Music for the Canine Household. So that's the only one. All the other CDs I've mentioned are just piano music.
Mm-hmm.
Music for the Canine Household has some other instruments as cello and a little bit of English horn and a little bit of oboe. And so that's designed for when you're in the house, and I wouldn't leave that on for anxiety issues mm-hmm. with your dog, but I would play it when you're at home, everything's good, or but you want to stay awake and get some work done or do some cooking or whatever you're doing in the house while you want your dogs to settle. You don't necessarily put them to sleep, but they're just settling at your feet and you're able to stay awake. People love to work to Music for the Canine Household.
I'm going to love that one for me because when I'm not training dogs, I'm on the computer.
Right, you're writing
mm-hmm,
and you're
exactly.
yeah, using your right brain. And, yeah.
and
yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be the first one I listen to. That's
<You're great>.
Fabulous. Okay, so now we have to tell the folks where they can find it, find you online, for starters.
So online, you can find us at throughadogsear.com. And we also have a very very active Facebook page and Twitter as well. So if you go to throughadogsear.com, click on the F or the T for Facebook or Twitter, and join us in our conversations. We have some really interesting conversations going on in Facebook continuously.
Folks do, and you know, as always, we will put links up on Bark Radio's website so you can find Lisa easily on Facebook, on Twitter, and on her website. And we're also going to, in a little bit here, I think, record some music for Bark Radio. So, Lisa, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
This is fabulous stuff.
Thank you.